In combating the appeal in the 1920s of the political left, socialists and communists, the Nazis had felt the need to stress the egalitarianism of their own movement. Their version of egalitarianism did not mean that all people were equal. There was, in particular, a hierarchy of race and value. According to this, healthy and loyal German Aryans were at the apex of the hierarchy. Jews were at the bottom, with others such as Africans, Slavs, and Roma and Sinti gypsies close to the bottom. The Nordic peoples of Scandinavia, along with the Dutch and Flemish Belgians, were said to be related to German Aryans and were therefore placed high in the hierarchy. Southern Europeans, along with the French and Walloon Belgians, were further down. All German Aryans were equal, provided that they conformed. But that did not mean that the social classes would be abolished or that there would be a redistribution of wealth among them. The only genuine redistribution of wealth in Nazi Germany came with the Aryanisation, that is to say, the expropriation of Jewish businesses and other assets, especially in the later 1930s. Instead, class differences were decreed to be irrelevant in a system where Aryans were equal in their most important feature, race and ethnicity. The reality was that class differences persisted, with upper and middle class children far more likely than the children of workers or small farmers to attend a senior school or university. It is true that the Nazi Party itself provided social mobility for some who were slavish in their loyalty to the party and to the person of Hitler. For example, Nazi Party Gauleiter Fritz Sauckel, who became plenipotentiary for labour mobilisation during the Second World War, reached high office but derived from a very humble background. On the whole, however, those who flocked to the party and the SS as opportunists were middle class and often university graduates as well. But distinctions of wealth persisted and were particularly important during the war, when there was a black market in foodstuffs, clothing, shoes, and other commodities.